Yes.
Oh yes.
And welcome.
We're off to a good start already.
Yep. And welcome to another episode of the Satirically Challenged Show with Red Hood and Johnny. Pink Hood, Green Hood, and Black Hood are all off on assignment. They will be back next week. Hopefully Black Hood will be next week. I know that Green Hood and Pink Hood will. They're off on assignment in Africa. Johnny.
They're probably on the iceberg more.
Yes, they are definitely on the iceberg.
Yes, while we're stuck in that hot studio.
Yeah, they're definitely, God, it's been a heat wave. I mean, at home in my flat, this morning over London Public Radio, there was an absolute, it's a heat wave, ladies and gentlemen, and as for your security, a cooling station will be down at King's Cross. So, went over to King's Cross, and the police had ultimately sent a joke. Do you know what the joke was? It wasn't a knock-knock joke. It was more like a situation. In King's Cross, they had basically frozen every one of the tracks so that the penguins could get some footing.
Wow.
And yes, there were live penguins. Live penguins, would you believe this? In King's Cross. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. You know? And in Gay Pride Parade 2. Yeah, penguins and Gay Pride Week. Excellent. Very good. So, now we go into the US news. The US news, honestly, it's been Uber's fault ever since everything happened. Johnny?
Yeah?
What do you mean when I say when everything happened?
Basically when the crap hit the fan.
The shit has hit the fan. You're right. The crap has hit the fan. A monkey has basically gone and thrown his shit against the fan. For real, Joe. I mean, honestly, the fact is, well, another CEO has gone cranky. And this time, of course, it's Uber. Uber. As in Uber, lucky he didn't get Uber shitted upon. As a matter of fact, you know, Uber has done everything in its power to basically screw everyone. You know, first off, the person, the president, Travis Kalanick, has resigned. But then again, Uber has also invented Uber Eats, which is kind of like a Yelp, you know, for food deliveries. And, you know, McDonald's has had it.
Yeah, McDonald's. I think McDonald's only actually Uber around here.
Well, yeah. And the fact is that McDonald's has it, Burger King has it, every righteous restaurant that you've ever wanted has it. And it's actually pretty, it gets pretty interesting.
Question. Would they charge $1 cheeseburger? Well, actually, I'm sure that's for $1.19, but.
I think the funny thing is that the funny thing is that it just popped out of thin air, you know, and when this happens, and it gets pretty funny because I've seen Uber drivers basically go, "Oh yeah, we'll have it, you know, we'll do that," and then they do. It's a company that they can't decide who they're representing most of the time.
Are you representing people who want to get a ride, or you want people who want representing people who want a cheeseburger?
Right. And then the best part is that they're like, yeah, we'll deliver anything to you. Okay. Now what?
Okay.
You know,
Okay, how about a Wawa hoagie? How about that?
Yeah, I want a Wawa hoagie delivered to my thing, and I want it operated as if you are playing the violin while delivering the hoagie. But I mean, the funny thing is that, you know, how many subsidies can you have before you just go, what are we? We can't decide what we are, so we'll just invent a thing that basically goes and says, oh yes, we are this, and we're not only...
Uber, what the heck are we doing?
Yeah, introducing, we've come up with a solution. Uber, what the fuck are you doing, and how did you get my food? Because I didn't order that crap, you know, and then, not only that, I didn't order sushi, I didn't order this, I ordered a ride to the airport, and then also, oh yeah, I got your sushi order, I'll pick it up right now, can we go to the airport? No, I don't want to go to the airport. What I want to do is discuss your policies on people with disabilities and how your company is inaccessible. Full stop.
Enjoy your happy roll.
Enjoy your happy roll. But yet, over... This was reported yesterday at 11:55 p.m. Nearly midnight. Over 99% of Uber cars in New York City are inaccessible to us. Why? Because Travis Kanacknik has apparently not magically resolved all the riding giant's many, many problems. From how do I pick an Uber Eats order at McDonald's while going to the airport, to how do I recall 58,000 cars within city limits to handle customers with wheelchairs. Oh, wait. You said that you're going to handle this 2 years ago. You haven't handled this. And then you went on paid leave. Sound familiar? Oh, and then there was the fact that when we covered this originally, someone's C&I dog had been shoved into a trunk.
Explain why did it take $4 to go out?
Explain why, you know, you haven't covered this and what you'll do. We called the Uber offices and they said that they couldn't help us. Why? Because we were disabled. And when we say they were ableist, they said, we didn't even know what that means. Yeah, they couldn't be reached for comment. But yet, Uber has demonstrated a total lack of disregard for the needs of people with disabilities and also the provision of transport services of anti-discrimination laws in New York City. That's right, anti-discrimination laws. Uber, have you ever heard of anti-discrimination laws? Johnny, have you?
I've heard of this.
You've heard of it. And what is they saying?
Are they followed?
What?
Depends.
What does it depend on?
Like...
Tony?
I mean, it depends, like... Some people follow it, some people don't, like...
Yes, but the anti-discrimination, they have a whole center, right? So basically what we're breaking down is that if you file a discrimination claim in New York City or New York State, it's illegal. It's illegal to basically discriminate on the basis of race, creed, color, national origin, sexual origin, religion, political affiliation, beliefs, genetics, military status, sex, disability, genetic predisposition, and other carrier statuses and marital statuses over the age of 18. Yet, what makes this interesting is that it's illegal to do so, but
it's still done.
When you can, what? But it's still done. Exactly. It's still done. Yet, they can, you know, if you ask them to present a circuit, they're already presenting the circuits without much help. You know, they have the lion tamers, they have everything, they have this, they have that, you know. And they also have your money. And when I say that, I mean, the fact is they are getting sued, and rightly so. Sued over nine, we said at the beginning of this thing, they've, Uber Wave, which is a new, Uber's pilot program for wheelchair accessible vehicles, Uber Wave, right, faces extended wait times and are still denied access to the service altogether, demonstrating that the new service is nothing more than window dressing designed to avoid the governmental regulations and legal requirements. And for its part, Uber has told the Times its Uber Wave program has expanded nearly to 200 cars in the city over 8.5 million people, as well as offered financial incentives for drivers who sign up with wheelchair-accessible vehicles. Now, I wonder what those, benefits are. Are they going to, and also, not to mention, but Uber has a toxic culture of sexual harassment and miscalculating drivers' incomes and theft trade secrets from Google's anonymous car company, Waymo. So, we don't know exactly what Waymo by Google is going to be. You know, we hope it's going to be way better.
Let's hope it's getting better than Uber. Let's hope it's Uber better.
Yes, Uber better would be very nicely better. But I mean, as for everybody else, the fact is that Travis Kanapkick looks like a grandfather dressed in a suit, meaning that he's a little man baby. Yes, Travis, we're calling you out. The fact is that your parents should be ashamed of themselves if they birthed themselves to you. You're 40 years old and have gone literally. You're trying to walk the streets of Manhattan trying not to be recognized? Come on now. Really? Come on. You know. And trying to act like a the fact that you resign from your own company. That doesn't look good, mate. you know, walking the streets of Manhattan like you're some zombie. You know, not good. Not good at all. It just, it reminds me of, it reminds me that you just can't win, can you? You know, and you're dressed as like a billionaire tech, like the tech titan that really, 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 you know, black shirt and white pants. Do you have any style? The answer is no. No. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know. Goodbye. Goodbye, Travis.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You don't win any money. Oh, wait. You resign with
you
all
lose.
Your money.
You lose. You get nothing.
You get nothing.
Good day, sir.
Good day. Good day. Oh, and by the way, be careful as you walk out the door. If somebody who has a disability smacks you in the face, clearly. But in all honesty, we can't just lay back on this, can we? We have to continue on. The fact is now that now we cannot, it seems, stop talking about this man that we call our president. Our president, if anything. His bill is dead in the water. McConnell is dead in the water. His son is getting tried this week. And it may cost him the presidency. But yet, it'll be very exciting when Facebook launches, because they have been. They've been launching a ton of stuff. Facebook has been very keen on everything, which is to say that they pretty much have been very clear with Trump. He's wanting to let Obamacare fail. He says, leadership, whatever happens, you're responsible. It doesn't happen, you're responsible. That isn't leadership, Donald.
I mean, we've been doing that for the past, what, 7 years?
7 years.
Blame somebody
feels
else.
Like, yeah, it feels
it's
like
just,
7 years. You know. I'm not going to own it, and I can tell you Republicans are not going to own it. Well, but the fact is, if you want to let Obamacare fail...
So you want Obamacare to fail from day one.
Right, so you can build your new plan. I'm going to say this. That's not going to work. And the fact is that Trump has warned Mueller, right, as an added benefit, to stay in his lane. I don't think Mueller is going to stay in his lane for very much of anything. Because he was appointed by everybody else to oversee his thing. And now Donald's getting nervous because he knows he did it. He knows he did it. And then a couple of hours ago, our best wishes are with you, Senator McCain, that the fact is that you were diagnosed with brain cancer 2 hours ago. We, our prayers are with you and with your family. All joking aside, from this podcast, our prayers are with you and with your family. But now back to the joking. The fact is that Trump, if you wanted to stay in your lane, you would have stayed in your lane since day one. You would have said, fuck the fact that I have people that I want to pass through, and they'll all pass through, right? Tell me this. You are sitting in our chair right now, talking to us.
But you notice when he does that, all of a sudden, like, oh, I'm failed. Oh, Russia's fake news.
Right. He
it's
did
like,
it.
Try to distract us, like.
Right. What was that Made in America week?
Yeah.
You know, Made in America.
It's another distraction. Like.
Yeah. Made in America week. Like.
Like, who?
Like.
Whoever smelt dealt it.
Exactly. Whoever has to deal with it, and I'm going to promote my own companies. Oh, wait, I'm going to go into a room of my own companies, and I'm going to not only legalize me to China, but I'm also going to legalize the fact that I'm going to step in a fire truck again, wedge my fat ass into the chair, and look like I'm going to slowly mold your ass down.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I think I got this reaction.
Yeah. And
look, Melania, I'm in a fire truck.
Exactly.
Yay.
Exactly. I'm in a fire truck.
Like,
yay.
Like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. I'm in a fire truck. Yay. And it's not a Hess truck. Yay. And guess what? It's not a bloody fire truck for the Queen. Yay! I'm not having a crown. Yay! Also, I don't own the presidency. Yay! What did you say? Yay! Where's the fire? They should have said, it's in the White House, Mr. President. Yes, it is in the White House. I mean, I feel sorry for poor Spicy. Because he's not getting any, you know... He's not getting any good hints from the president. He's only saying, oh, fuck, do I have to do this again? What about now? You know, what about before? Oh, before too? Shit. And now, also a few hours ago, Rosie O'Donnell has provoked controversy in a few about the tweet game. I mean... With a thing called, I'm going to push Donald off of Trump. I mean, cliff. Wow, the heat has gotten to me today. Push Donald off a cliff. That's what it read. You know, and the fact is...
The answer, stay tuned, it's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And the game, which is exactly it, it's a game. It was created by a California... app-based and green creator, but was comedian's tweet that fired up. Unhinged Celebrity is added again. And then, also, it's a game called Push Trump Off a Ledge, which is what we should all do. Not that we're promoting that you should push our dear president off a cliff, but the disability community is saying, fuck you, I hope you die. That's what we're seeing, you know, and yet, if you're saying the same thing, it must be the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Right?
The same old shit.
It's the same old song, you know.
I guess we're going to have to pay the four tops now.
Yeah, it's the same old song. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, yeah, that's the four tops, that's exactly what you should be playing. It's the same old song. You know.
Good reference.
I'm really shocked that they haven't done the coasters... Fabulous hit, Yakety Yak. You know,
don't talk about it.
Right? Just finish cleaning up your office. You know, that doesn't rhyme. You know. It the coasters. Honestly, it's kind of funny. That also, you know, you got Searching, right? Which is, I think he plays that when he's trying to search for a new representative for the FBI. Yet the representative that he has had, you know, honestly, dear Christ, is all I can say. Dear Lord, why?
Why?
You know what I mean? Why?
Why?
Just why and what and who and why and we continue asking why, and we will continue asking why until Monday, because, well, we're just about at our final topic of the night. We will continue asking why. Why do you keep searching every which way? You know. Sorry, Michael. But honestly, for our final topic of the night, Kennedy announces a national disability voter registration week kickoff. This year's registration drive is held in the honor of the 27th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's right. Yay. That's right. The fact is that Senator Ted Kennedy Jr., Democrat from Branford, board chair of the American Association of People with Disabilities, AAPD, is inviting people from across Connecticut to participate in the National Disability Voter Registration Week, which is held from July to July 1st. July 27th to July 21st. Wow. The heat is really playing with us tonight. The fact is that this is true. We are not making this up. Residents of Connecticut, who listen to us? That's right. Hello, we're here. Residents of Connecticut, who listen to us? That is a nationwide event being held every year to highlight the need for people with disabilities to make their voices heard in the political process. That's right. Register, educate, vote, use your power. The American Disabilities Act was transformative for disability rights in our country. That, I cannot think of a better time or place for people to make their voices heard. And Senator Kennedy, was a healthcare lawyer and civil rights activist for people with disabilities. We're at a critical turning point in the disability rights movement and healthcare professionals and proposals at the federal level are threatening basic healthcare initiatives for people with disabilities and other Americans. And the time has come for our community to oppose these harmful policies and principles and proposals and act. The fact is, he says, continues saying, I lost my leg to a bone cancer when I was 12. For the past 30 years, I've worked as a disability rights advocate to ensure that people with disabilities are valued and can equally participate in society. The Republican healthcare proposals are threatening to undo much of the progress that the disability rights movement has made in those years, and so it is absolutely critical that we all stay engaged and involved. And if you are a person with disabilities, if you are anything with disabilities who is not registered to vote, now is the time to vote. Now is the time to get it done. Now is the time to be registered. Because do we want this get in office? No, we don't. But the only way to do that is to vote. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah.
That's right.
Do your part of the vote.
Exactly. There are 36 million, and it continues on to say, there are 36 million Americans with disabilities. That's right. 36 million Americans with disabilities who are eligible to vote, making people vote with disabilities one of the largest countries' voting blocks. And as of the 2016 election, there are about 200 million registered voters in the United States. Voter registration turnout rates with disabilities have to be improved substantially in recent years because of the fact that 3 million are subject to expect to vote within the next 3 years. So, and the fact is that we have started a dialogue. If you want to join us, catch us at contact.amcpressandco. We are actually looking for interns. So, yeah. But that is all for tonight. And we'll be back on Monday with Pink Hood and Brett and Johnny, myself, Black Hood, and Green Hood. We will all be back. So, yeah.
If you think Trump's not doing a good job, vote for The Rock.
Vote for The Rock. Vote for anybody who's trying to run as an independent. Exactly. And that's our show for tonight. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Yep. Night.